The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you now to count down from 10, silently if you don't mind, and when you get to 1, you'll hear one of the greatest voices on this or any other planet. 3, 2, 1, Eric Metaxas!
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the show. Chris, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Can I tell you what I'm excited about?
Sure. Is it Easter egg hunting?
Sort of. How do I put this? I've been spending a lot of time in Danbury, Connecticut with
yes.
my mom.
Yes.
And part of what we're doing is, you know, kind of cleaning out the house because my dad, basically, I think he would be called a hoarder.
Mm.
Not actually at the level of
right.
hoarder, but close enough.
So there,
if you knew him.
Yeah, there are definitely degrees of hoarding. I have a very close loved one. I won't mention who.
Yeah.
Not my wife, but people
yeah.
in my family, older people. And there are levels to it.
There are levels to it. So my dad, because he grew up during the war in Mavrata, the
yeah.
village in Kefalonia, if you read my book, Fish Out of Water, you'll read all about this. But because of that, any time – and this is not abnormal, right? But any time – you know, there'd be a piece of rope or a piece of wood or anything.
Right.
He'd be like, well, you know, throw that away. We can use that. Right.
Right,
and then
right.
if you live in a house,
right.
you can put it someplace.
Yeah.
And after 50 years, there's not a lot of place left.
Yeah.
And now most of it, we have to go through it.
Yeah.
So while you're going through it, there's like mixed emotions of rage
right.
at why did my father keep all this stuff? So now we have to go through it. And throw it out.
Yes.
And sadness that I miss my father who saved all this junk.
Right, right,
and it's
right.
just unbelievable. But what I'm excited about, at the end of this segment, I'm going to tell you what I'm not joking. What I'm really excited about. It's happening tomorrow. I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell you. But I'm going to, before that, we got a bunch of other things we want to talk about. First of all, I want to talk about our guests today.
Right.
We have guests on the show, folks. Guests.
It's true.
Number one, in hour one, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. She's become a friend. She is extraordinary. She what she has done, she had this big vaping scandal that happened in Denver. A couple of months ago. I don't know if I'm going to bring that up with her or not. I joked with her. I did a public event with her around Letter to the American Church when I was in Colorado last week with Suzanne. And before I spoke, I said, I want to be very clear to the audience. I want no vaping in this. I want to be very clear. There's no vaping. You
yeah.
know, whatever.
Yeah.
But she can't joke about it because people are like, no, this is not funny. But anyway, the point is, maybe I'll ask her about it. But she is a firebrand. She really is. You know, you can tell how good somebody is by how hated they are, whether you're talking about Matt Gaetz or Donald Trump or whatever. It's so interesting because they dared to go where other people aren't going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say I'm excited to talk to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. And in hour two today, we have our other crazy guest, Doug Giles. Doug
yeah.
Giles
yeah.
is – he talks – like a character, like you invent a character.
Right.
He's like the hippy-dippy weatherman from George Carlin would have the hippy-dippy weatherman. But he makes up words and stuff. He's very colorful and funny and amazing and brave. And he's written a book called Lionhearted about, you know, it's kind of like for guys. It's like how not to be a wuss, you know, if I have to sum it up. But he's so entertaining. So we have him in hour two. So Congresswoman Lauren Boebert – And then Pastor Firebrand Doug Giles.
Yeah, he got some pushback because, and he goes into a little bit, I guess someone watching the show didn't like the fact that he had a stuffed lion behind him.
Oh, yeah, he kills animals.
Yeah.
They don't kill him. He kills them.
Apparently, and he mentions that lions actually aren't endangered. So,
well, this is the link between Doug Giles and Lauren Boebert.
Right.
Lauren Boebert, when we were with her the other day, she was talking. This is how insane the world is. Wolves used to be endangered.
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
They set them free in Yellowstone.
Right.
They have now eaten up every one of the other animals. This is not a joke. There's almost no wildlife except wolves in Yellowstone. So she's trying to get a bill passed because their ranchers are complaining. They're killing the maybe I'll talk to her about this. Let's see. But they're killing all the livestock, whatever. And you can't kill the wolf because they're endangered. And she says they're no longer endangered. They've taken over.
Yeah. Is it true they ate Yogi the bear?
You know what? They mauled Yogi.
Oh, but he made him out alive.
And they chased Smokey, but Smokey got into the cabin and he blocked the door. But okay, so I'm going to tell you at the end of this thing what I'm excited about.
Okay.
Okay, but before
that, I'm already my mind's going like because I
well,
can imagine
related,
there's some treasure in the
it's
in
related
the stuff.
To the hoarding. It's related
okay.
to the okay.
Okay.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We might have to do a second segment in front of Doug Giles. But here's the thing. I want to mention to people, this is the most important thing. We're doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Most people who listen to this program know that they have to give something, and they haven't done it yet. So I'm just saying, could today be the day that you go to MetaxasTalk.com and give something? It's the right thing to do if you care about America. I mean, look, a lot of people don't care about America. But if you care about America... if you care about our liberties, I'm telling you, you need to do something because the Alliance Defending Freedom goes to bat big time for our liberties.
I also think a lot of people don't understand that they need to be concerned about what's happening in America. Like people don't know what's going on with some of these lawsuits and the implications that they have if they're lost.
And if you did know,
you
for sure would give something to Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm not kidding. Like it's MetaxasTalk.com. I'm going to give the phone number. But we are looking for every kind of gift because they're such heroes. But I have to say it does dismay me a little bit that people think, well, somebody else will do it. I think that's how we got into this mess,
mm-hmm.
is you think somebody else – if every one of us would do a little bit, we would not be where we are. And the Alliance Defending Freedom is – look, they're heroes. I don't know what to tell you. They're heroes. They're fighting for us. I'll give you a phone number, 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. It's insane. All right, in the news, is it Letitia James? Anyway, this prosecutor in New York City is trying to get Donald Trump to pay like $400 million.
Yeah.
And if he can't pay that in cash, they're going to like try to seize Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
This is what communists do, ladies and gentlemen. No person with a brain would ever do business in New York again after this. This is the destruction of America by leftist Marxist maniacs. They're insane. They hate America. And this is communism. You seize people's property. You don't like them. You find a crime and then you seize their property. This is what Castro did in Cuba when he took over. Chris Himes.
Yeah, no, my family had a large coffee business. They had, 10, 11, 12 farms, and Fidel would fly over and have lunch with my grandmother. She would make him lunch, and then one day his troops were kind of trashing and the house and looking for some things, money, and she was like, "What's happening?" And he said, "I'm so sorry, Noelia, but we're going to have to take your farm." And then she said, "Oh, okay. I'm going to go to a dentist appointment in Miami next week." And then she never came back.
And I'm never going to
come back
to this wicked hellhole, which is still a wicked hellhole because communism is evil. And that's what we have now, thanks to those who hate Donald Trump. So they're using hatred for him as an excuse basically to make us a communist dictatorship. Not that there's anything wrong with that because Jesus said we shouldn't judge, right?
You got to spread the misery around.
Yeah. So I just want to be clear that that's evil. Maybe I'll talk to Lauren Boebert about that. Okay, I have only a few moments to tell you what I'm excited about. besides Letter to the American Church, we sold – somebody bought 100 DVDs yesterday. Go to lettertothemericanchurch.com, lettertothemericanchurch.com, and you can get DVDs and anything else you want, lettertothemericanchurch.com. So what am I excited about? Not kidding. Tomorrow, a dumpster is arriving
wow.
in my parents' driveway. I'm out of my mind
wow.
excited because we have so much stuff. You can't possibly throw it out in the trash. There's nowhere to go. So I ordered a dumpster. And it's going to arrive tomorrow. I'm going to be there to make sure they put it, you know, where we can still get the cars around it. And then I'm going to get to start actually throwing stuff out that we couldn't throw out. So I don't know why, but I am ridiculously excited about this.
It's exciting. It's a purging. It's sort of a clearing.
I mean, out. I want to talk about this more because I'm so excited. Yeah. But we're going to talk to Lauren Boebert and to Doug Giles. Be right back. How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Hey there, folks. I was recently in Colorado, or is it pronounced Colorado? No one knows. But the point is, I was there with my current wife of 27 years, Suzanne, and we had a wonderful time. And we were in Denver because they did a screening of the new film Letter to the American Church at Brave Church in Denver. And then I heard from Congresswoman Lauren Boebert that they were doing a screening of the film Letter to the American Church in her church up in Windsor, about an hour north. So we ended up staying another day and hanging out with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and going to the screening of the film, yada, yada, yada. And as we were talking and spending time together, I said, you need to come on the program, because she was saying all these things. I hate it when people are with me and they say stuff that's so interesting. I think, don't talk. You need to say this on my program because you're just wasting it on me. So Lauren Boebert, welcome to the program.
Eric, it is wonderful to join you today. And now I realize why you were ignoring so much of what I said. You're like, this is a waste. You're going to say it again later.
It's just a waste. It's just me and Suzanne. I want my audience to hear this stuff. It's too important. So why don't we start with our time in Colorado, because it really was it was wonderful to be there.
Yes, and I am so appreciative that you and Suzanne were able to stay a little longer and extend your trip. So I was at my new church in Windsor, Colorado, recently moved to Windsor, and they had announced that they were going to show your film, A Letter to the American Church. And I piped up and said, hey, that's my friend. And, you know, let you know that they were going to show this and everything. You happened to be there, and you were so gracious. And offered to come and attend the filming. And, you know, I want people to know that there is a hunger right now for truth. There is a hunger for leadership and the word of God to be shared. And that was very evident in Windsor, Colorado. 2 days notice, we gathered 100 pastors for a roundtable that ended up not being
This blew my mind. This blew my mind because just explain to my audience. So, you know, you said, yeah, there's going to be this screening and whatever. And I thought, okay, so we'll come up, you know, that afternoon. And you know, you said, well, maybe we can put together some event, a pastor's roundtable with, I don't know, 15 or 20 pastors, whoever can come just to share. And then there'll be the screening. So we get up to this event. I don't even know where it was. There's just some address. I walk in. I see you in your cowboy hat and your cowboy boots, and you're standing there. And I was like, what is this? What is this event? There were 100 people crammed into this like school lunchroom. I mean, it ended up being an amazing thing. I mean, this is several hours before the screening. This was just an opportunity for me to talk to these pastors who were asking me questions about the film and other stuff, and obviously you spoke, but it was kind of amazing and it was very encouraging. It's along the lines of what you just said. The hunger, the zeal for talking about these kinds of issues honestly, I was tremendously encouraged by it. It was just it was a wonderful surprise to me to suddenly walk into this huge, huge, well-attended event.
Yes, and that's the amazement of it. When you are the guest speaker and you are encouraged by the audience, that's how it should be, because they literally put a draw on the gifts that are on the inside of you, and they draw that out of you. And you know, when you're just sitting in a room of people who are not paying attention, then those gifts aren't tapped into to their best ability. And so having all of them there, most of them had read your book, A Letter to the American Church, and many other books of yours, all the hands that were popping up at people who have paid attention to what you have written and what you've said over the years. And I believe that this is a part of a growing movement in our country to take it back, because we cannot be apathetic. We can't sit idly by and just watch the destruction. And I believe that a lot of what we see on mainstream media is designed to leave people hopeless.
Exactly. It's designed. Exactly right.
Yes, because you cannot affect all of these national issues, and you cannot personally resolve them from your living room. And so all of it is there to make you feel like you can never do anything to accomplish what you need to. And so, you know, that's why we have loud voices who can shake things up at a national level, but also nurture those folks back home on an individual level. And, you know, that's part of what we're doing. And those connections matter. But then even at the screening, we had almost 400 people there. We had to move venues because there was such a high demand to see that. And, you know, just watching the film, I just had a posture of, you know, just getting on my knees before God and repenting. My heart wept at so many of those moments. And, you know, maybe I take it for granted because this is what I deal with on a daily basis. But seeing it all condensed, the attacks on our children, on our youth, one after another, it's a complete onslaught to confuse them and tell them that they are something that they are not. You know, we as Christians, we know the power of identification. God calls us to identify with Christ, in Christ. And the enemy takes that and he perverts it and says, well, look, you can identify as whatever you want. And really, they have taken this narrative and used it against our children. And my heart just hurt watching that. And it really encouraged me to do even more than what I already am.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I think, you know, because I've seen the film a number of times, I'm so close to it, it doesn't really affect me anymore. But every time the film is shown, I'm astonished by the feedback. Like, people are flipped out over it. They say, this is so great. This is so, I'm so pumped up. That was the goal, but to see that happening. So look, this is part of a movement in America. Ladies and gentlemen, if your church hasn't signed up for a free screening, you can go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. You can sign up. There's no strings attached. Believe me, we're just trying to get the word out and trying to get people enthused that we can take our country back and that it ought to be those who call themselves Christians, who are at the forefront of this, who care more than others, who care deeply and say, God has done these things for me. I'm going to do what is right for all the people that I'll never meet in America, but they need us to stand up to do what we can. And, you know, this gets to this lie that Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. William Wilberforce was a politician who not only ended the slave trade in the British Empire, but did innumerable other great things because of his Christian faith. So this lie that people are demonized as Christian nationalists or whatever term they made up, you have to deal with that a lot, Lauren, because you are somebody who you live out your faith and you are in our Congress. You're a congresswoman in the United States of America, and you're hated for bringing your faith into public square like so many other heroes have done in the past. But don't you see a great irony? I mean, it's kind of an amazing thing that people, they say you shouldn't do that. Obviously, God wants us to do that, and you're doing that. But for doing that, you pay a price.
Yes. And, you know, when I first entered into this arena, you know, I asked myself that question. As a Christian, do I want to get involved in politics at this level? And really, when I prayed about it, there wasn't much of an option. God made it very clear that there were important conversations taking place at tables that I needed to be sat at. I needed to be seated there. And so I knew that there were going to be opportunities where I could give voice to what is going on and literally change the direction, the course of our nation. And so I believe now more than ever, it is important for Christians to step up and get involved in our country, because it's not just about a country, it's about people. And God is always searching after the hearts of people. And if we don't have a secure country, if we don't have a prosperous country, then our people are suffering and they will further be lost and destroyed. And so right now it is imperative for us to take a stand. And maybe your stand is just voting for the first time. Because if you don't vote and don't get involved, then we have the government that we deserve. And so this is a time where God has called us, the just, to live by faith. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Verse 12 starts out with fight. And so we know that if we are going to do what God called us to and actually live by faith, then there's going to be a battle ahead and you better be ready to fight. And I believe that faith is a team sport, that we all need to do this together. In Hebrews, it says, when you see the end times draw near, the last days draw near, do not forsake the assembling of the brethren. If we are going to accomplish God's will, well, there is some assembly required, and we better lock arms and be in this together. And, you know, the government knows that as well. Look at what politicians did during COVID. The very first place they attacked was the church. We were not allowed to assemble as the church. And, you know, that shows you right there how far they will go to thwart God's will.
Well, we have to be clear. Anytime authoritarians, people who hate liberty, they get in control, the first thing they go after is people of faith. Why? Because people of faith answer to a higher authority. That is a threat to their authority. So Hitler did it. Every communist dictator did it. This is what they do. And it's happening in America. And if you don't stand up against it, folks, you're part of the problem. I want to be clear. You are helping it happen if you don't join the fight against it, because this is hurting a lot of people, and we have all got to get in the game. We'll be right back talking to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, Colorado.
I wish that guy was me. I don't know why it's you I'm dreaming of.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-0111. 800-800-0596 right now, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful...
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. Congresswoman, I want to ask you about a number of things. First of all, you are facing, is it a re-election? I mean, it's kind of weird because you are now in the Congress, but you're switching districts. So we want to re-elect you to Congress, but you're in another district. So is that technically a re-election?
Sure. Call it whatever you want. I'm winning. So I have moved to the 4th district. There's been a lot of interviews, a lot of questions about my move. You know, I had a pretty rough divorce last year, and unfortunately, it's been very well documented, the struggles that were happening at home. And I decided that my boys and I needed a fresh start. So we moved to Eastern Colorado, 4 hours from where I've called home for 25 years. And so we're there now, and I'm running in the 4th district, but things got really interesting. So I was already in a primary with 10 other candidates, a very crowded primary, but I have President Trump's endorsement. I'm leading in the polls by 25 points.
Wait a minute. You got President Trump's endorsement, and there's 10 people running.
Yes.
And President Trump endorsed you. Do you think
Correct.
You're going to get President Biden's endorsement?
You know, he and I aren't really friendly with one another. But, you know, he did extend his hand to shake my hand at the State of the Union.
That was the dementia kicking in.
If he knew who you were,
he has no idea who you are.
No. See, I was wearing a blue dress, and he was like, oh, blue ally. Got it.
Yeah.
And so.
But that's really true.
I don't think I'm going to.
It's sad. I shouldn't even joke about it because it's so pathetic. He is being used to do tremendous evil in this country and the world. We'll just put that to the side. So Donald Trump has endorsed you. That's big news.
Yes. And I'm very honored and grateful to have President Trump's endorsement. He knows that he needs his A-team alongside of him when he returns to the White House in 2025. And so I'm excited to be a part of that team. But things got interesting in Colorado's 4th district. So my colleague, Ken Buck, he announced that he was resigning early on in the year. So this was an open seat.
Hold on. So he said
retiring.
The current congressman who is holding the 4th district, he's the congressman in Colorado, Republican. He says, I'm resigning. So you say, okay, there's going to be a primary, and I want to run for that seat. Now, Ken Buck is not exactly a MAGA Republican. Seems to me like he's a rhino who works overtime with the left. It's very depressing when I hear about figures like this, and I wonder why we are where we are in America. To my mind, I could say this, I don't live in Colorado, it's because of people like Ken Buck.
Yes. So in the beginning of the year, Ken Buck did announce that he was retiring, or maybe it was the end of last year. And just recently, last week, he said, I am resigning. And so his resignation now triggers a special election in Colorado. And this was a gift to the Uniparty. In fact, I believe that Ken Buck was working with the Uniparty. He worked with our Democrat Governor Jared Polis to schedule the special election on the same day as the primary. And the special election is not something I can run in because I would have to pull a Ken Buckle and resign on my constituents and leave them without representation for some 3 months, just like he's doing to the voters in District 4. And so now it's convoluted everything. It is confusing voters. And who is the author of confusion? Satan. So this is very evil in my eyes because people do not know what's going on. So now there's a vacancy committee who will appoint someone to run in this special election. And that someone very well could be one of my current opponents. It could be a neutral candidate who's not running for anything, just a lame duck congressman to finish out Ken Buck's term. But more than likely, this is a setup to prop up one of my opponents and give that person more of a runway for the primary.
I want to, just because I heard you explain this to us when we were together in Colorado a few days ago, and I just want to make sure that I'm tracking. So Ken Buck, a Uniparty rhino Republican, says, I'm going to vacate my seat. You and others say, okay, we're going to run for that seat. So there's a good chance the president has endorsed you, that you could win that seat and be in Congress in this district.
Yes.
It seems like Ken Buck and the Uniparty and the rhinos said, oh, no, we don't want – somebody, you know, who loves America as much as Lauren Boebert. We prefer somebody we can kind of play ball with. And so we're going to, how can we cause her trouble? Oh, I'll resign my seat now to trigger a special election. We'll put somebody in for the special election, in a sense, to try to make it more difficult for you to be elected. And what makes it more complicated is the special election and the primary election are on the same day in Colorado to confuse Colorado voters.
You got it, Eric. That is exactly right. And, you know, these tactics are so unfortunate. They're so sad because Ken Buck had a great voting record at one point and was someone that I looked up to politically until I actually got here. I had a front row seat for his downfall with conservative values. Best friends with Liz Cheney, defended her tooth and nail, you know, to keep her as conference chair. He refused to join with us when we objected to the Electoral College results of the 2020 election. And then, you know, twice he voted to not impeach Secretary Mayorkas for the willful assistance with the invasion at the southern border. He refuses to hold Joe Biden accountable for what's happening at the border. And, you know, this is just another part of it. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he got involved in getting jungle primaries in states like Colorado.
This is, look, folks, this is Ken Buck, and this is a lot of people in the Republican Party, which is why we have to work overtime to get rid of them and to elect people like Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. We'll be right back.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Welcome back. My guest is Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. We were just talking about how complicated this rhino Republican, Ken Buck, has made it. It's obvious, Lauren, I call you Lauren because we're friends, we are seeing something in our lifetime that we'd never seen before. We used to think that, you know, people in the Republican Party, we were basically on the same team. But when you have somebody like Ken Buck linking arms with Liz Cheney, refusing, as you just said, to impeach Mayorkas, who is – these are wicked people. They're not just people that we differ with. They are wicked. They should be thrown out. They're lucky they're not in jail for what they've done to this nation. And you have – quote-unquote Republicans like Ken Buck allying themselves with these people who are they've just been, you know, they're in love with power. They're in bed with power. They care about power. And it's really ugly, which is why, you know, the more I talk to you, the more I'm just encouraged, because there are just a handful of folks like you who are really fighting. Obviously, Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and a number of others that are really willing to fight and getting Americans excited about taking our country back. I want to ask you about a couple of things. You just proposed a bill was it yesterday on energy independence, or was that today? When tell us about that bill.
Yes. So yesterday I passed a bill, a Restoring American Energy Dominance Act. And, you know, the BLM had a proposed rule that would basically put out of business or severely hinder these smaller oil and gas companies. It was just another attack on the fossil fuel industry while government is choosing winners and losers and subsidizing heavily the so-called renewable energy industry. The Green New Deal is what it really is. And, you know, so it was just another step at restoring our energy dominance here in America. And so I passed that out of the House. I've passed more legislation this Congress than any other member in the Colorado delegation. And so I'm certainly in the fight when it comes to these issues on a national level. But also there's a lot of legislating that takes place for the entire state of Colorado, for the entire Western United States, and for all of our country. And so it's something that I take very seriously. And so to have that bill pass the House yesterday is something that I'm very, very proud of. And, you know, I hope that my Trust the Science Act is next, because that has to do with the wolves that were brought to Colorado.
Oh, wait a minute. This one, I cannot stop thinking about this. When you broke this down for us, I said, you got to talk about this on my program, because, ladies and gentlemen, this sums things up. Just listen to this. OK, so in Colorado, you got a lot of ranchers. And talk about this bill. What did you call the bill?
Trust the Science Act.
Trust the Science. OK.
We're going to trust the science on this one, because the gray wolf is on the federally listed Endangered Species Act. Well, they are fully recovered. We have the data. We have the numbers. We know that they are no longer endangered. And so I'm trying to tell the left, hey, your Endangered Species Act worked. We have wolves. We have an abundance of them. Take them off the dang list. But unfortunately, when an animal gets listed, they never come off of that endangered species
list.
Okay,
so is this like – is this – I just want to kind of understand this. So you, somebody, I guess you were telling us how in Yellowstone,
yes,
the wolves have taken over. In other words, you can understand people say like, oh, the poor wolves, they're almost extinct. Let's put them on the endangered species list. Let's introduce them into Yellowstone so they can thrive again as they used to. Well, what happened? They become like super predators. They've eaten everything in sight. And so you now no longer in Yellowstone have much other wildlife, because the wolves have killed and eaten all of them. I mean, we're not making this up. Are we making this up?
We are not making this up. And not only have they eaten all of the wildlife, but they also kill for sport. And even a simple bite, the amount of diseases they have in their mouth, even a simple bite could infect an animal and later kill it. And so just at every level, these predators destroy everything around them. And our farmers and ranchers are definitely at risk with their livestock. And they aren't able to defend their livestock.
Okay, stop,
and so
stop. This is what I'm saying. When you say that, ladies and gentlemen, did you just hear what Congresswoman Lauren Boebert just said? In other words, you have a ranch, you have livestock, wolves come, you know they're a threat, you know why they're there, they want to eat your livestock, You cannot kill them. You cannot kill a wolf because it's on the endangered species list, even though it is no longer endangered. It is still on the list. This is, again, like it's funny and sick. So keep going. Right. This is something you're introducing a bill to try to deal with this.
Yes. So this has already been passed out of committee, and I hope to have it pass out of the House as well. And Secretary Bernhardt in the Trump administration had the wolves delisted, and Joe Biden put them back on there. His administration put them back on there. And so this is something that Coloradans did not want. So if you look at the map of who voted in Colorado to bring the wolves back, you see Denver and Boulder. Those populations voted to bring wolves to Colorado. And so since we're in the age of identification, I think as farmers and ranchers, we should just identify as trappers and go gather up these wolves and put them in Denver and Boulder because they're the ones who want them.
You know, I like the idea of releasing wolves in downtown Denver and Boulder. That would kind of that would clarify the situation on whether they're sweet, cuddly animals or really, really dangerous animals. I mean, look, it's not just that they're dangerous. It's that they're doing all kinds of harm to other wildlife. Right. And you have people. Why would the Biden administration do this? Like, in other words, what is the reason that they would do this? Like some animals, this is literally quoting George Orwell's Animal Farm. Some animals are more equal than others. It sounds like this communist idea, right? Like we're gonna say that the wolves are more equal than all the animals that they're eating. Why? Why would the Biden administration do this? I don't get it.
Every policy that they enact is to create more destruction. And they're not stopping with wolves. The grizzlies are next, and they want to bring in wolverines. The list does not end at the predators that they want to bring in. But look at the predators that they're allowing in through our southern border. Eric, maybe we should have legislation to put our unborn children on the Endangered Species Act. Maybe we can protect them then if they are federally listed.
I've got an idea for a bumper sticker. Save the baby humans. We'll be right back with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert.
Sneaking around smoky places all over town. You go home and it's all over. Baby, you know it's getting me down.
Welcome back. We're talking to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. She has a primary June 25th. If you're a person in Colorado, you need to vote on June 25th. I wish this weren't so important, but it is very important because, Lauren Boebert, there are very few in the United States Congress like you who are fierce fighters, who are very serious about your faith. And a lot of people, of course, don't understand that fighting for truth and fighting for other people is a Christian value. A lot of people think like, no, fighting is bad. I should just lie down and let evil win, and God will like me more if I do that. Well, that's not quite right.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, we hear so many Christians right now turn the other cheek, but they're missing so much context and what that actually means or what God has done through mighty men and women. You know, Gideon, he said that he was the least of the least, and he called himself weak. And God said, don't call yourself weak. I'm calling you a mighty man of valor. And so a Christian, especially in this time, is not supposed to be passive. We are supposed to have a spirit of boldness and have that fighter mentality. If you look at Joshua and Caleb, when they went out to spy the land of Canaan, they came back invigorated and they said, we are well able to take the land. And everyone around them said, no, I'm looking at the circumstance and we are grasshoppers in their sights. There's walled cities, there's giants. We can't do it. It's impossible. Christians don't speak defeat into their life. Christians don't speak about impossibilities. We know what God can do through us. And so Joshua and Caleb, they were being so humble in that moment. And everyone around them, they were operating in pride. And so to only look at your own ability and the circumstances around you and all of the impossibilities, that is being prideful. King David, same thing. His brothers mocked him, called him a ruddy little brat, called him arrogant because he knew that he could defeat the giant. He knew that he could defeat Goliath. And it was his brothers who were actually being prideful. They were the arrogant ones because they were looking at their own ability. But we are called to live in God's grace, which is his ability and his empowerment in our lives. And so I would just encourage everyone that is listening today, be bold and speak up, because that is what we are called to do right now. We are called to shine and to influence others and more than importantly, bring them to Christ. And I don't think that it's very appealing to live a weak and wimpy life and say, look, let Jesus be your Lord, and you'll just get run over for the rest of your life. No, we are called to live in victory, and this is our victory that we that belongs to us, and I'm ready for it.
Well, I mean, I just have to say that we're living at a time where you're really seeing who has faith. I mean, if you have faith, you don't say, you know, you don't say what's in the natural. You don't say, well, it's looking really bad and we don't want any trouble, so let's just, you know, let's just make peace with our adversaries. I mean, there's a time to do that, but there's a time to fight. And the idea that so many people, it's usually liberals or it's usually people that hate Christianity and Christian values that say Christians should not advocate for their values. That's just Christian nationalism. They use that term. It's just a made-up term. It's just words. It means nothing. It means you're living out your faith, and we don't like it, so we're going to use a term to try to, you know, tar you with that term so that you just say, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to live out my faith. I didn't mean to stand up against slavery and the slave trade and killing the unborn. I'm so sorry. Please go ahead and enslave people and kill the unborn. I won't let it happen again. I'll just be here in church praying. Which is preposterous. We're out of time, but yes. Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman, just a joy to have you. I don't wish people luck because we don't believe in luck. I pray that the Lord be with you on June 25th, and I hope that we speak to you again on the other side of that. God bless you.
Thank you, Eric. Wonderful to join you today.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.